broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
Either the school is intentionally agreeing with Aaron.
There's more to this story, you know, than what everybody's looking at this guy.
Poor woman. Yeah. If you saw Nancy Pelosi, who is, who's been vilified.
I am in shock. I am in shock.
Cuddle with me.
That is a threat.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about, where truth is our bitch, and where we go through the looking glass and take you to places other talk shows just, you know, they wouldn't dare, man. Coming up tonight, we've got Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and this year's top 10 videos on YouTube, a man claims Four Loko caused him to assault and rob a ninth grader. All right. Our affiliate spotlight tonight in Dallas, KFXR, 1190 AM, and in Bedford, Pennsylvania, WBFD. I said BFD. I said 1310 AM on your dial, and PhilHendryShow.com, of course, for all of your Phil Hendry Show online needs. Ted Bell at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Ted's of Beverly Hills. Steakhouse. Come on down.
Hey, this is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills, and tonight a rare Monday night appearance. It's not Monday night?
It's Tuesday night.
Well, all right, hold on for a minute. I got to get the Tuesday night appearance here.
Well, we're into the...
I was going to say, a Tuesday night appearance here to talk about the nutrition standards, and I do appreciate very much, Phil, you having me on the program to talk about this, because I am, as you know, this is a restaurant. And we serve food, and I do care, very much about nutrition. So thank you again for having me on.
Well, what happened was this, and I'll just let our audience in on the fact that the president signed, and we talked about this a little bit on the Saturday Night Show on KFI in Los Angeles. President Obama signed a child nutrition bill, which was a priority for Michelle Obama.
Absolutely.
And Michelle Obama can, according to the story, she can check off top priority on her to-do list, the child nutrition bill signed into law by President Barack Obama, her husband, Monday morning, capping months of advocacy by the First Lady as part of her efforts to reduce childhood obesity.
Well, it is something that I do agree with the First Lady on, and I agree with her because we have, in my opinion, at this time, we have to. We are derelict as parents, and we have been derelict as parents for a long time. And I would point to a comment made by the First Lady where she said that if we don't do it, who will?
Well, when you say we, are you talking about the government?
Well, I'm talking about, when Hillary Clinton said it takes a village, I know she got mocked by a lot of people because she said, in taking a village, it takes other people to tell you as a parent that you might be going down the wrong road, and you need to, change course, and you need to head in a direction that's going to be healthier for your child. I think Michelle Obama is saying the same thing. She's saying, our parents need help. They have, for whatever reason, they have begun to put on the table in front of their children things that are going to kill those children.
And well, what do you mean by kill? You're talking about when they're
adults.
You're talking about their health as adults?
Absolutely. I mean, we're talking. I think the First Lady is saying, Phil, basically, it breaks your heart to know that parents that do love their children, there's no question, they are putting on the table in front of their kids food that is going to essentially kill these children before their 40th birthday. And when you think of stroke and you think of the liver and what the liver does, and I was thinking of the...
Were you talking about cancers and things?
Well, the impurities. And yes, the cancer but mostly heart attack and stroke. And when you think of these things and you think of a child suffering from something like this, even if they're 39 or 38 or 40 years old, it breaks your heart.
I'm talking to Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills here about Michelle Obama and her support for a child nutrition bill that was signed into law by the President of the United States. Now, the First Lady, I think, was this the First Lady? Yes, the First Lady was heard on this, I believe, today, talking about child nutrition and what this means.
When our kids spend so much of their time each day in school,
And when many kids get up to half their daily calories from school meals, it's clear that we as a nation have a responsibility to meet as well. We can't just leave it up to the parents.
Let me ask you the question that a lot of people were asking, that this new bill could be interpreted in the future as getting rid of things like bake sales,
right,
and these pizza parties.
Yes.
Can you comment on that, Ted?
I don't think it needs any comment. I think the handwriting is on the wall at the bake sale, which I understand has, in the minds of a lot of people, they've decided that bake sales and this sort of thing raises money for getting band uniforms and getting athletic uniforms. That they feel it's essential, but I think that is a red herring. I think the real answer here, I think, is that bake sales are an excuse to cook the cookie and cakes and pies, and our kids come out of school. They're on their way to their mother's car. They're on their way to their father's car. They're on their way to the bus. They see the bake sale. And what have we done? We've just assaulted our children. We have assaulted them with something that is going to kill them. And when I say kill them, Phil, I mean very literally. It's going to kill them before they turn, 40.
By the way, that bill was signed on Monday.
On Monday, yeah. So the Healthy Hungry, the Hungry Kid Act is going to expand the number of children in school lunch programs. It's going to increase the reimbursement rate to school district for meals. It's going to replace all this garbage that the kids are outside the cafeteria and the vending machines and all of this. It's going to get rid of these bake sales and pizza party. And I got to tell you, I wasn't even aware of the fact that they had these pizza parties.
Yeah, they've had those for a while. They're kind of a reward, you know.
Well, they may be a reward. I thought that they don't raise money.
Well, I think the pizza parties raise money. The bake sales raise money. The pizza parties, I think, are a reward sometimes for the kids, or it's a study incentive.
All right. So what we're doing then is we are making a connection between you do well, and here is cheese, and here is something that we're going to feed you. I got to tell you, I feel offended that we are reducing our children to the level of some kind of a Pavlovian dog.
And well, you know, that's the thinking. I mean,
the thinking being a Pavlovian dog, or they?
No, not Pavlovian, but it is. I understand what you're saying. I think really what I'm trying to get at here, Ted.
I'm asking a question, if you don't mind, Phil.
Go ahead.
If you give kids pizza and you say, good going, and you know that pizza that you're serving those kids will in 10, 15 years kill that child with a heart attack. And where do we have heart attacks? We have heart attacks in the most lonely places. We have heart attacks in a parking garage. We have heart attacks behind the wheel of a car when there's no one with us. We have heart attacks when we're laying in bed. We have heart attacks in a shower. It's a lonely, lonely death. And are we saying that this is what we want for our children? You did a good job. You studied well. Have a piece of pizza and then die alone.
I don't think it's that dramatic at all.
Well, I don't either. I don't either. But that's the reality of what we're saying. And so what First Lady Michelle Obama has said is the following thing. We're not doing that anymore. We're not giving them cakes and cookies. We're not going to shove pizza, push the pizza in front of them. It's a new day.
And all right, now question. Michelle Obama can do whatever she wants to do, I guess, with her own children. Does she have a right to tell parents?
I'm sorry?
Does Michelle Obama have a right to tell other parents that they can't have bake sales, they can't have pizza sales?
Michelle Obama has the right, I'm not sure I understand your question.
Does Michelle Obama have the right to say to parents across America and kids across America, I know that you've enjoyed bake sales, and I know you've enjoyed pizza parties, and they do raise money, but now you don't get to do that?
Well, she said that if we don't do it, we can't leave it. Michelle Obama said we can't leave it all up to the parents. Now, I'm not sure I understand what you're saying.
Well, that line right there is enough to get some parents upset when she says that we can't leave this up to the parents. you know.
No, you're misunderstanding.
All right, well, tell me where I'm misunderstanding.
Michelle Obama is saying, yeah, you're right about this. She's saying no more pizza parties, no more bake sales. American parents have gone over the line, and we've got to pull them back. We've got to not pull the parents back, but we've got to step between the parents and their children. And I think what our First Lady has done is she has, in a very respectful way, she has stepped between parents and the kids in just this one instance. And she said, hold on. You don't get to do that to these children. You don't get to give them butter cake and pies just because you think it's funny.
And what parent gives a child cakes and pies because they think it's funny?
Well, whatever the reason, I don't know. But what Michelle Obama has done is what I think government needs to do on occasion. Step in front of the parent and get between the parent and the child and say, no more bake sales, no more pizza parties. Take a look at your kid. Look for the first time in your life with real eyes, not through the rose color of love. Look at how fat this kid is. Look at how big this kid's gotten, and you did it. No more pizza, no more bake sales.
All right, we're talking to Ted Bell, our number 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, as we talk about the Healthy Hunger Free Kids Act, expanding the number of children in school lunch programs, increasing reimbursement rate, no more junk food in the cafeteria, no more junk food in the vending machines, and quite possibly no more bake sales, no more pizza parties, and as the First Lady said, we can't leave it all up to the parents. Our number, 877-876-PHIL.
And one other thing, Phil, the government clearly needs to get involved and stop parents from setting their kids up for an early death with this junk food, because the parents are not acting responsibly, because we're in a recession. They're working very hard. They want to do the best for their children, but they're also endangering their children.
All right, 877, you just said a mouthful there, man.
Well, I can't lie.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Your call's coming up next with our guest, Ted Bell. Next hour, Don Mixa discusses John Boehner's constant crying, and we'll talk about that on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. You're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse, come on down.
And welcome back here to this portion of the Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. You know, we don't want bake sales in our schools, but I'll tell you what, a deserted Ted's of Beverly Hills is a whole new experience in joy and happiness.
We want to put it in your mouth.
You're going to get it someday. Ted's always trying to hit that. It's what we call the donut, speaking of bake sales.
Right, and the hole in the donut.
The hole in the donut is the music between the singing. You're doing good. We're talking to Ted Bell, Ted's of Beverly Hills, 877-876-PHIL. Michelle Obama, a big supporter of the president's signing of the Healthy Hunger-Free Kids Act, getting some hot lunches. I all of this stuff, I support the hot lunches. You know, I don't...
Absolutely, Phil, but there are people some people don't even want kids to have a hot meal. Can you feature that?
And I don't know that that's the case. I think if a child doesn't have enough food to come to school, that's just a disgrace. We can't have that. We can't have children going to school and falling asleep because they haven't had anything to eat. That's... You just can't do that. Now, let's talk about bake sales. Bake sales are a traditional part of the American educational experience. It's a traditional part of parents and students involving themselves in the life of the school. And to take a stand against them and want to eliminate them is to eliminate a piece of American family life, don't you think?
I've heard that, and I think it's very dramatic. I think what are we talking about eliminating? When you get rid of a bake sale, you're basically saying to the parent, here's what you're going to do. You're not going to feed a cupcake to a kid that's already bigger than you. You're not going to feed a piece of pie to a girl a young lady of 12. She's bigger than all the boys in her class. She's got the pimples that girls don't want to have. She's big, and she's wearing a boy's size sweater. Do you want that for your daughter? Do I want that for my daughter? Of course I don't. The girls don't want that. But the mothers seem to want to do that to their daughters because of some issue having to do with the affection of the husband. For me, I don't want to get involved in any of that. What I want to say is...
Well, that's some pretty heavy psychology there.
I don't want to get involved in that.
Well, the mothers are keeping their daughters fat because of some issue with husbands?
I said too much. All I'm saying is... If you'll allow me, Phil, all I'm saying is, do you want your daughter to be bigger than the biggest boy in her class? No, of course you don't.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let me get over to a phone call here. We have Christy in Mobile, Alabama. Hi, Christy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with with Ted Bell. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I'm pacing at the moment. I am livid at the idea that I am killing my children if I allow them a cupcake. I am so livid at the idea that the government thinks that they can step in and tell me how to raise my five children and that I'm not doing a good enough job. I put three meals a day on the table. And if my children want
to say you specifically, ma'am. We're not saying you specifically. I don't think the government is saying Christy specifically. I mean, if you feed your children well, you feed your children well. But at the school level, if you make a pie and you go, let's take it down to the bake sale, then you've stepped over the line, yeah.
No, you have not stepped over the line. I tell you what, if you would put your energy into keeping the PE program.
Michelle Obama and what she wants for your children.
But I've listened to you now, if you'll listen to me. If you will put your energy into keeping the PE programs, into keeping the programs that keep the kids active. But no, left and right, they're being cut. They're being cut because of budget cuts. We keep those programs alive through bake sales, through donut sales, through pizza parties, in any way that we can.
Yes,
that's
exactly.
How you get the kids up and losing weight. Do you want to tell a 12-year-old child that she needs to be on a diet so for the rest of her life she has issues with her weight? No.
Well, miss, I will tell you this.
What you're
going
to
do... Do you want your 12-year-old daughter to be bigger than the biggest boy in the class? I don't think she wants to be.
I have a 12-year-old daughter, and I can tell you... That 12-year-old daughters are going to go through weight fluctuations. I am not going to tell her that she needs to not eat a cupcake. I'm going to tell her, you eat one cupcake, you don't need to eat three. There's a difference.
My point, Phil, is that the kids, if you want to have all these programs for school and you're going to fund them through a bake sale, you're basically saying, let's fund these programs by committing murder. Because these kids are all...
Now, that's a very strong language, man.
Well, these kids are all going to be dead. Well, you're going to kill them with heart disease, yes. You're going to kill them with heart disease.
Okay.
You've got a big daughter. You just said you've got a huge daughter, and you want to go ahead and have another cupcake and make her bigger until by the time she's 30, she's in on a fat farm. If you think that that's funny...
You are classifying all children... into one category. You're saying that parents... No, that's what you're doing. That's what you're doing. You're grouping all children into one category.
I'm not saying that all... Well, then why did you say that? You said that your daughter was huge.
No, I didn't say she was huge.
No, she did not say that, no.
I said, no. What I said was that children... 12-year-old girls go through weight fluctuations. She's going to change body shape. Between now and 17, she's going to be 100 different sizes.
Yeah.
I am not going to allow her to have a
what do you mean you get
an image,
well,
a body image problem.
Don't let her have an image problem. You're right. Don't let her have an image problem, except she'll have one anyway, because when she walks by her reflection in a storefront...
I'll give you an example. She's got a 12-year-old girl that's going to spend the night with her this weekend. When I asked her what kind of snacks they wanted, she said carrots because her Her father has her on a diet. This is a 12-year-old girl who should not be on a diet. And this
we
is
don't
what
know.
You're doing.
Have you seen the kid? Is she big? Is the kid big?
Carrots are great. But you're gonna tell me that I'm serving butter cake. And I'm going to kill my child at age 40 because
I'm saying that by giving that kid butter cake, think of the butter cake, that just equals big kid.
We'll be back. Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
877-876-PHIL.
It is huge.
Famous Phil Henry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. You know, the tenderloin, it used to be only for the very wealthy. At Ted's of Beverly Hills, we still have wealthy patrons, but we got you too.
Here at Ted's.
This portion brought to you by Ted's of Beverly Hills. All right, so before we take another phone call, you were talking earlier about Michelle Obama stepping between the parents and their children.
That is exactly right, Phil, and I don't like that. I don't encourage that, but who is going to protect these kids? It's almost, if you want to be humorous, it's like the parents are throwing at their kids cobblers and pie wedges. And cookies, and who's going to stand? Who stands with the children? Who's going to stand with the children and say enough with what you're doing to these kids? Yesterday was Michelle Obama.
But what do you say to a parent? You need Michelle Obama protecting your kid because you can't do that.
I say that I understand, and this is a wake up call. It's a wake up call for a lot of parents in this country to say. You know, I've got a child that has a weight issue. I look at my child. I love my child very much. And we do have bake sales, and I want them to have the cupcake and the pie wedge that I make. And, a mother very lovingly wrapping a pie wedge in wax paper and slipping it into the bag that the kid carries. This is an American, moment. I'll tell you another American moment. A fat farm. I'm Ted Bell.
Okay, is that it?
Yeah, I locked it out. What I did was I thought I made a very good statement, and I locked it out with my name.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Let's move to a phone call. A very American moment is a fat farm. All right, Catherine in San Antonio, you're on the Phil Henry Show here with Ted Bell. Go ahead, please.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
I wanted to bring up a point. I have a 9-year-old child who's very athletic, and with this new policy that she has already gotten some of the smaller communities to go ahead and cut the lunch portion sizes because the kids are supposed all overweight and everything, I have children coming home from school that are very hungry, and we're paying the same price as everybody else.
You can pack them a lunch. Mothers do that.
Have to pack a lunch, and they eat the school lunch. My child is not overweight, and I just think
have you thought about packing them more food?
Way too hard.
Why aren't you packing more food for them?
Well, my child does. I pack two sandwiches, an apple, and usually some celery sticks.
Uh-huh.
And then he still eats the school lunch, and he eats a bowl of cereal before breakfast, before he goes to school, and eats school lunch, breakfast. And he's still coming
home
from
hungry.
School hungry.
And he's still, I would say
yes.
The child needs a diet. Yeah, that kid needs a diet.
No,
why do you say a diet? Why do you say a diet?
Only 100
pounds. Oh, he's shoveling the food down. You're giving him lunch, and you're giving him breakfast, and then he's eating their lunch, and he's eating a bowl before and after, and you're telling me he's coming home hungry? This boy has either got a blood sugar problem.
He's gone to the doctor. The doctor says we need to feed him six times a day.
He's got a blood sugar problem. It's not the amount of food. It's when he eats it. He has to eat small portions five times a day. That's the hypoglycemic problem that he has.
He's not hypoglycemic, but we've already had him tested.
Then why did the doctor say five times a day?
The child is so active.
Why did the doctor say five times a day?
Because he's not getting enough food.
No. You got to... Boy, I don't know where to start with you. You need to pack him small portions of food five times, so he eats five times a day, and not give him those cobblers or whatever you're giving him at night. I don't know. What do you feed? Does he get a
What do we feed at dinner?
Are you
we
giving him a pie
feed
wedge?
A salad?
You give him
we
and wedge and a pie wedge?
No. We don't carry desserts in our house.
You don't carry
We don't
any
carry
kind
chips.
Of
in our house?
Any, cook any cookies, any cakes? What about...
No, we don't have cookies or cakes except for...
Moon pies.
For
Do you have moon pies? What about moon pies?
Moon pies, no.
Moon.
No moon pie. What about those...
No.
All right, I think the ladies answered the question.
Ice cream?
Child eats fruits and vegetables at least four times a day.
Well, it sounds to me like there's a blood sugar. I got to tell you, it's the kid sounds
no,
like he's
the problem is
it away.
That the government
he's shoveling
is
it down.
Tell me how I need to feed my child.
No,
when
you're supposed
that my
to feed. No, the doctor
healthy.
Told you. The doctor told you to feed your child five times a day. Are you doing that?
Yes,
I don't think so. Well, then there's something else wrong with your kid. Five times a day?
No, the child.
Lady,
is six
how can you feed your kid five times a day and blame that on the government?
Old.
How do you blame the government when you're feeding your child five times
well,
a day?
Because
I don't understand
they've cut, I don't have a problem with them cutting out some of the stuff that they have cut out, but the portion sizes that they give the child, if you'll go into
well, then
any
give
of the
your
schools
kid
that
bigger
are carrying
portions. It. Well, then pack your kid bigger portions. I don't know what the secret is.
My problem. My problem is.
It is your problem. You don't
afford.
Know how to pack your kid a lunch. You can need
I
to pack the kid bigger
lunch,
portions.
But the family.
I would suggest
food.
In your case, I think the kid does need a pie wedge.
All right. Okay. Anyway, Catherine, thank you very much. 877-876 Phil, talking here with Ted Bell.
That lady's saying that the kid she needs to eat five times a day, so she's packing five meals a day, and he's still hungry. You know.
Well, I think you might have been right about the blood sugar thing, because I think that's a classic prescription for blood sugar five times a day.
Right. And she says that the government is not packing a... It doesn't, they're not sticking enough food into the lunch, so the kid's hungry. Well, then why doesn't she make bigger portions? Well, no, she doesn't know how to do that. And besides, she doesn't serve desserts. In that one instance, and one instance alone, I would recommend that she serve that child... She send that kid to school with a bundt cake. An entire bundt cake.
Very funny.
Well, you think I'm kidding?
All right. Well, it's obvious that the boy has a blood sugar situation. They'll figure it out. 877-876-PHIL. Cynthia in San Francisco on KNEW. Go ahead, Cynthia.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I'm calling in response to the
All right.
Show.
Now, I've got to ask you two things. I'm going to ask you two things. Number one, you got to get close to the phone and not muffle it or anything. And two, turn your radio down. Is your radio turned down?
My radio is turned off.
Very, very good. Okay, go ahead, ma'am.
I tell you, I'm so opposed to this legislation that was passed, and Michelle Obama does not have the right to tell parents exactly what to feed their children and when to feed their children.
Well,
I come
you just
from
heard
a family-
this last lady. You heard the last lady. She didn't know how to... She sends her kid to school with five meals a day, and the kid's still hungry. I think somebody's got to step in.
The children aren't hungry. I come from a Polish background. My mother made pierogi, made noodles, she made homemade bread, apple pie,
Polish.
Cookies, and none of us, eight
moon
siblings,
pie?
And none of us are heavy.
And, what about
and
the moon
Michelle,
pie?
Obama, Michelle Obama has no right to tell any parent how to raise their children or what to feed them.
Well, if you're not getting good nutrition now, you say your mother was Polish. Is that correct, Cynthia? Is that correct?
We're all Polish. My mother
all
and
right.
father are Polish,
you,
and we were
all right,
raised.
But when you say that you grew up Polish and your mother was Polish, did you not fear that you were not getting the right kind of food only because of you know, for being Polish and everything.
No.
Her being Polish and what?
The food. And
so she did know how to...
Michelle Obama is saying that the kids are fat because they ate cupcakes and they have all these goodies.
Well, they do. Now, you say you eat noodles. And
they don't get fat from that. I'm sorry.
Were you a big kid? I'm just curious because the Polish people are very...
I am 77 years old. I weigh 140 pounds. And
How tall are you?
I'm 5'5".
That's pretty big for 5'5".
All right, let's not get into whether... Yeah, you sound like you're very healthy, Cynthia.
Well, she comes from a Polish background, and I think that that's good and bad. It's good in that the Polish people are very hardy. Extremely, you know, very hardy people. But I'm not sure, did they know... Did she feed you a lot of potatoes stuffed in pastry, that kind of thing? What do they call that?
Latkes?
Yeah, did you get that? Did you get the latke?
We're all healthy. We don't have diabetes. We don't have heart problems. And we're all alive.
And yet you're 140 pounds and
5'5". I'm 77 years old, so don't tell me that Polish food is bad for you, because we had butter, we had sour cream. What I'm saying to you is that...
Did you butter your bread? Did you butter buns or anything like... Did you have a buttered bun? You did have...
My mother had homemade bread at her house all the time, and we had butter.
Right.
We had cream cheese. We had sour cream.
So you did have cream. Who buttered your buns?
All right, let's just forget about it. It sounds like she had a very healthy home, and what you're talking about, Ted, are homes that I guess are not healthy?
No, I'm talking about a home like Cynthia's, where it was nothing but creams and rich butter, and oh, God.
Educated
where? In Poland?
Were you educated? And we run our families likewise.
Can I ask you, Cynthia, were you educated in the United States?
No, just because she's a first lady, she's going to get to these mothers who have nurtured these children all their lives. She's a mother of two children. My mother was a mother of eight children. And
that she fed cream and cheese to. Well, she fed you butter. Did your mother butter? Did she just give you a stick of butter to eat?
No, of course. Of course not, Cynthia. No, I don't think we're saying that. I think...
What I want to find out is that doesn't Michelle Obama have the right to stand between you and your kid if you're ready to start feeding that kid some of this Polish... Not the Polish food, but the with all the cream in it. Can't Michelle Obama say to you, no? No, you will not do that.
She raised her own two children and not dictate to other mothers. She's young enough to be my daughter. What I put on the table and who I serve a cupcake to or a cookie to.
You give cupcakes to just any kid?
Nutritional background.
Yeah, she's got a... Well, that's a very good point. So we're going to take a break.
Well, but I want to ask one more question here. Doesn't Michelle Obama, if her children die as the result of them eating Polish food, then how do you feel? And that's what no one's answering that. You see?
What are you talking about?
Michelle Obama feeds her kid latkes, and they're all rear-end up with a daisy in it. You'll thank me.
Thank you very much, Cynthia, whatever that means. Our number is 877-876-PHIL.
What do you mean, whatever that means? I'm this lady, very nice lady, and the Polish people, God bless them. But all those creams and butters and noodles, just cream, butter, noodles, buns that are buttered from here to tomorrow. And you'd think somebody'd have a smile on their face.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show with our final segment with Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills and the First Lady and the Nutrition Bill. Are we getting rid of bake sales and pizza parties? We'll find out. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Man. Wow.
Phil Hendry Show.
You know where you live there, though, right?
Yeah, hold on.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on down.
Ted's of Beverly Hills, and we have... have our Italian, the closest we get to Polish food is our Italian pan-fried steak. And, of course, I'm kidding, but it is the closest we get to Polish food. We also have sauerbraten.
Do you really?
No, actually, you know what we have? We have a knockwurst with, we have a beautiful knockwurst, gorgeous knockwurst with sauerkraut. And the real good hot deli mustard that comes with it, you're going to love it.
I love knockwurst.
No, I know. But you told me you lived in upstate New York, isn't that right?
I did. I lived in Utica, New York for a summer.
And did you see the...
Oh, yeah. There were Polish restaurants. There was Italian and German.
And did you have any of the Polish, the way the Poles eat?
What is it with you? You know, I don't like the way you say that, okay?
What?
You like the way the Poles eat? I'm not...
Did you like Polish food?
I like it all, man. I like it all. Yeah, it's great. It's great stuff, all right? 877-876-PHIL. I'm sorry, Ted, but I when you were talking to that lady...
Well, I don't understand. She said that she was 5'5", 140 pounds, and she was healthy. Now, 5'5", and 140 pounds, I talked to Chris Carmack, who's a friend of mine. He's a structural engineer, and he's having a dinner tonight. And I said, 5'5", 140. What body type is that? And you know what he did? He drew it on a piece of paper for me.
What?
He drew a perfect sphere, a ball. He said, there you go. And then he went back to his whatever he was eating. I think he was having a knockwurst.
A ball.
That's 5'5", 140 is a perfect ball, a ball shape.
I don't believe that. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go to a phone call here. Selena in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Hi, Selena. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Ted Bell. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I would like to know where you can just assume where every kid is obese. My son is 14 years old. He's 6'2" and 120 pounds. And he eats constantly because he's hungry.
Well, of course. But does that mean you feed him an entire cake or do you feed him a steak?
First of all, you need to back up because I have two parents. In my
if
house.
I were you, I'd feed him a steak bed. From Ted to
so
Beverly Hills.
I don't
Hills.
Have sweets in the house.
You don't have what? You
don't
have sweets in the house?
You're her parents.
Her parents are diabetic, so she has no sweets.
Oh, no, I know that you don't have sweets, but then he goes to school, and guess what? Here's a bake sale. And so there's an entire rack of donuts.
That's where you're wrong, because the school that my son goes to doesn't allow bake sales because of allergy issues.
What? Is this some kind of a private school? It sounds like a private school, huh? Is it one of those?
It's a semi-private school.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like you got, which it's fine, but the problem with private schools is the parents all start thinking they're smarter than everybody, and I got into a fist fight. My kids used to go to a private school, and I literally one day dropping my son off. And I just hauled off and I socked one of these women, and I could have gone
well,
to jail.
I'm so glad that
you did
so
what?
Proud that you hit women, but you know
yeah,
what?
I did. No,
my
I'm not proud of it. I'm
very
not...
healthy. My
good
son
God,
and
Ted.
And yeah. My family are very healthy. And Michelle,
well, everybody says that.
The butt out.
Everyone well, says that, but then
you're the last person to talk
what,
about.
What do you look like?
You know,
if you mind me asking you, what do you look like? And I don't mean that from a. I'm asking. That last lady was 5'5", 140, and we realized it's just a sphere.
You don't know that.
Are you a doctor?
No, ma'am, but I have a structural engineer who's eating liver.
I am 110 pounds and 5'1". I'm exactly where my doctor told me I need to be.
Too big. Yeah, that's too big.
No, that's too big. She's 5'1", 110 pounds.
I dated.
That's exactly where my doctor told me I need to be.
I dated a cosmopolitan model that was 5'6" and 110 pounds. She was perfect.
Oh, perfect for what? Ethiopia?
Nothing.
Perfect for Somalia? Good Lord.
How dare you? You're being racist?
What do you mean racist?
She was black.
Ted, I don't know that she's black. All I'm saying is 5'6", 110 pounds. Well, Selena, you're a woman. Doesn't that sound a little unhealthy to you?
That is
does
very
to me.
Unhealthy.
Oh, yeah,
unhealthy.
Because... you'd say that because you're busy, you know, you're busy larding up the cookie sheet.
You know, the thing is, you know what, you're the last person that needs to be talking about health, seeing as you're the one that runs a restaurant. Don't
steakhouse.
Eat butter and cream and such like that. Pan-fried steak is not exactly healthy, my dear.
Well, ma'am, can I tell you, we pan fry it in garlic that has been liquefied. We slice up the garlic and it becomes liquid in the pan. That's what we fry it in. Oh, yeah. Got you on that one, didn't we? Got you on that one.
Oh, crap. You better put your boots on.
That's what you cook in. I know. What's that? I'm telling you, we serve only the finest cuts of beef. Do we use lard? Of course we do. Of course we use lard.
You know, but at the same token, you know, like I said, you're running a restaurant. Right. It's not exactly going to be healthy.
Well, ma'am, these days running a restaurant, well, you know, forget it. You know, how am I going to talk to a woman who right now is using her fingers to lard up a cookie sheet?
She just got done telling you that she doesn't have sweets in the house. Look at Selena. Thank you so much for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go on to Jeff in Raleigh, North Carolina. Go ahead, sir.
I just don't think it's possible.
Go ahead, Jeff.
I'll just make it sweet to the point. I don't understand. It's nobody's business what I do or don't feed my children. Nobody's business. And I don't understand
you
this guy's dead. I don't understand you feel like it's somebody's, the government's right to step in. It doesn't matter what I feed them. It's nobody's business. Nobody.
What if you feed? What if you don't feed them at all? Is that anybody's business?
Do you think I'm not going to feed?
That's a simple answer. That's a simple yes or no. If you don't feed them, is that anybody's business?
It's nobody's business until if it comes.
If you starve your children, it's no one's business but yours. What a hell.